Welcome to Alchemist X Innovators Inside, the podcast where we explore the world of corporate innovation and dive deep into the minds of thought leaders, high achievers, and risk takers. I'm your host, Ian Bergman, and together we'll uncover the challenges, triumphs, and secrets behind successful innovation journeys. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, an industry veteran, or simply curious about the ever-evolving landscape of innovative ideas and what it takes to put them into practice, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. David, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ian. Very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, welcome. It's great to have you here. And it's wonderful to see you kind of through the screen, because last time we talked, it was in person on the other side of the world, for me anyway.
Yeah, well, it won't be long before you come back here again. Looking forward to seeing you and the team and Danella, et cetera, and Gigi, of course.
That's right. So tell me, you know, where is here? I'm on the West Coast of North America, so I get to say the other side of the world. David, where are you joining us from?
I'm currently based in Doha in the state of Qatar. Currently, the time is around early morning on a Wednesday morning, right? And thank you so much for staying up for this session.
No worries. If I say something incoherent, that's because it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm old. But no, that's fine. Well, David, welcome. I want to just kind of introduce you to our audience briefly. And so I'd like to give a formal welcome to David Luong. David is Innovation Hub Leader at Hamad International Airport. He's a seasons executive with an outstanding track record of delivering value to stakeholders via digital transformation and innovations across a range of industries: manufacturing, telecom, aviation, tertiary education. In his current role, he facilitates the Digital Innovation Hub at Hamad International Airport in Doha on behalf of the Innovation Board to realize the quest to bring world-class services to stakeholders smoothly, swiftly, and seamlessly. David, is that you?
Thank you so much. That sounds so flattering.
Well, it does. And that's a, you know, an introduction, a title should sound maybe a little flattering, but you know, let's break it down for the audience. Can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities at HIA?
I am currently, I suppose, for lack of a better word, the coordinator for all things to do with innovation. So at Hamad International Airport, we are, like most of the busy hub airports around the world, we facilitate passenger journey, you know, on behalf of the airlines when they travel to and from the airport. And in my role, which I have been for the past 4 years or so, I've been fortunate to be able to have the responsibility to help nurture as well as coordinate and help our stakeholders to take their ideas forward, right, in as far as our innovation is concerned.
Well, awesome. And so we're going to get into that in just a minute. But for folks who maybe haven't had the pleasure to visit or transit through the airport, can you give us a sense of scale of the operations? HIA is not a small operation.
Yeah. For those of you who have not yet transit through Doha International Airport, and by the way, if you haven't flown Qatar Airways, we would love to have you as our guest on Qatar Airways.
Highly recommended. Yeah. I'm going to second that.
Listen, as a hub airport, the majority of our passenger traffic is transit. For example, you might be taking a trip from San Francisco through Doha and en route to another destination. For example, the Maldives, if you were looking for the tropical climate. So in as far as passenger profiles are concerned, that our transit passenger is approximately 75% of our total volume of passengers that come through. In terms of scale, we are just about to recover to pre-COVID passengers numbers. We're looking at approximately 34 million passengers per year coming through Doha International Airport.
Okay, so that's pretty incredible. I'm terrible at math. Is that 100,000 a day, give or take?
Now it's now actually top of my mind, I don't actually know it. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna pretend it is. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, just on that topic, it's less, for those of you who are in any sort of operating environment, it's less about the total numbers of the day. That is of the concerns, more about during our peak hours, what other volume of passengers that's coming through our facilities. And in fact, as Ian and I will chat through later today, you will see a lot of our innovations are driven by the need for efficiency as well as the customer experience as well. It's really about the peak demand and how we go about leveraging innovation to help us facilitate our passengers' journey.
Okay, so that, yeah, let's build on that thread because that's really interesting. So you're dealing with tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of passengers a day. They're coming at peak hours. Now, I've been a passenger at the airport. I'm not going to lie, it's a pretty good experience. Why is innovation so important when you are one of the top-ranked airports in the world?
And I think, just looking at the way we operate, if I look across to my colleagues, etc., that I think our deep belief in that our sole purpose as an airport operator is to ensure our customers, in this case, the airlines, are their customers. They, in turn, they are their customers. Other passengers have a great experience, right? We are the frontline workers, so to speak, regardless which roles we are in, right? I think that deep belief in the need to focus on the passenger and the experience that drives everything that we do. As a result, I think many of you probably don't see, I suppose, the incredible teamwork that goes behind the scenes to just ensure the journey of our passengers is a smooth one.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're very sort of mission driven for both passenger experience and then, of course, making sure that, airline operations go smoothly, that the planes have to take off, they have to land, they have to be catered, fueled. I don't even know what else. So there's a mission there. Innovation, there's lots of definitions for innovation, right? But a kind of a simple one is change for the better. A new way of doing things that results in a problem being solved or something better. How do you know when it's good enough? How do you know when you need to keep innovating? How do you think about that from your position as sort of the coordinator of innovation programs for the airport?
Sure. Talking about interesting that you mentioned the word mission. Many companies, they have very elaborate vision and mission statements. For those of you who have traveled with us as part of the Qatar Airways Group, you will know our simple slogan is "We going places together." Okay, for all of us, that's a very powerful statement in terms of why we do what we do. We are here as part of a journey, right? We are obviously not the be all and end all, particularly airport. We are really here to facilitate for you either your business travel or your leisure travel. All right. I think it speaks volumes in terms of we got a simple reason why we exist as as an entity. We are here going places together with you. So coming back to your question, Ian, about when will we know? When will we know it's ever enough? I don't think we can ever do enough for our customers, right? Our interpretation of certainly in the sense of corporate innovation is about the deep belief in that something can be done and should be done better, and we'll do something about it, right? So it's not so much as an endpoint for corporate innovation. I believe, for all of us, it is a matter of a journey, right? We get our inspirations from multiple sources. Oftentimes, it is through a keen observations of what our passengers go through. My team and I will often take a great chunk of time throughout the day will go through the terminal. From checking through the departure, just observe what our passengers are going through. We take it with a sense of pride to look at what we can do to do better. Equally, where there are opportunities, we also look to our peer groups within the region or globally and look out for the sort of experiences that they are offering their passengers as well. So we also believe that we can learn from the others, and that's what drives our culture of corporate innovation within Hama International Airport.
Well, that's awesome. So you're walking in the shoes of your passengers. You're benchmarking against your peer set around the world, and you're basically asking yourself, how can we be better every day? Did I paraphrase that?
Yeah, you summarized it so well, Ian. Thank you.
It's fascinating to see how this operates. Mm-hmm. So you and I met, I want to say about 7 months ago. No. I can't even remember. It's somewhere between 2 weeks and 10 years ago. Since COVID, I've lost all track of time. But we met in the context of a workshop that you and your team were participating in. Now, I mentioned this because it was a workshop all about the trials and tribulations of corporate innovation. And you were, well, one, a wonderfully active participant and outspoken in some of the things that you believed. So I kind of want to ask you, I threw out a definition of innovation, but what does innovation mean to you? What do you go back and tell your friends, your family, your boss, your team you've done when you've been successful? What is innovation in a large corporation like Qatar Airways Group, like Hamad International Airport?
Ian, I think for us, and it is a deep belief that if there's something we can do better for our stakeholders, right, then we'll go about search for potential solutions to better service our stakeholders, and then actually doing something about it. One thing we are quite fond of when we talk about corporate innovation with our colleagues and also even externally with our solution partners, etc., is that when we talk about corporate innovation, it is not about invention. It might simply be, you know, doing something or applying a technique or a solution or piece of technology we've seen elsewhere, but maybe perhaps it hasn't been used in the context of what we do, either helping the needs of our passengers or, in fact, also to assist, you know, on the back of house, back of office efficiencies in everything that we do. So that's the way we tend to look at it. So to summarize, to us, innovation is about every little endeavor we take on to improve the way we do things. It is not necessarily about implementing the latest invention, so to speak.
It's not about the gadgets. It's about the application.
Yeah.
And it's about doing. You know, I completely agree with you, although I will say I like nerding out on the gadgets sometimes, but it's important to make sure they're applied. So let's make this real for folks that are listening to us. Before we started recording, we were talking about one project that your team's working on right now to help passengers navigate the airport experience. Can you tell me a little bit about what challenge you're trying to solve and what you're investigating right now?
Yeah, sure. So one of our open innovation calls that we have posted looking for innovators to help us is how can we better facilitate the journey through the airport for passengers who might have special needs. By that, I mean, for example, passengers who might suffer from anxiety or they might be on the spectrum. Right. The reason that we believe is so important that we do something about that demographics profile of our passengers is that airports, like shopping malls, train stations, it can be an incredibly stressful place to be for those who are on the spectrum.
Sure.
I relate to this. My daughter is also on the spectrum. Right. And having spoken to many colleagues around here, we often look at, you know, what would it be like to be in the shoes of someone who might be traveling through on transit somewhere in a large airport. How can we help them to feel at ease? So that has been, I suppose, what's fueling behind one of the innovations we're working on at the moment.
Well, that is such a fascinating challenge. And you can sort of see, you can start to imagine some of the technological solutions, some of the tools that can maybe come together. But I can't actually sort of off the top of my head think of what the final solution will be. Do you have a sense? Do you know yet? Or are you still early in the exploration? Like, do you have a sense of what you might be able to implement?
Yeah, sure. Ian, as you mentioned before, right? Don't get me wrong. I love the tech. And so does a lot of us. I think coming back to your early questions about what defines corporate innovations, right? I kind of talked about a profound belief about, observations about, clients and customer needs is one way we look at it. On the other hand, we are also attuned to the latest development of technology. In that regard, to answer your question about what are some of the possibilities, we have been in dialogue with one of our local peak advocacy groups for the disabled persons entity, they are known as MADA, M-A-D-A, right? They have this deep and profound understanding of persons with special needs. We have been in dialogue with them over the past 12 months or so. They have also set up a specialist experiential lab they continue to research into what are some of the methods and technologies that can help persons on spectrum or other persons who might suffer from some form of disability. So some of the possible solutions, and obviously we're open to all the innovators who might be watching this, tell us something that we don't know. Some of the possibilities we're looking at is that through knowing the demography about people on the spectrum, one of the key issues about lack of familiarity with a place. So we're thinking, how might we offer a solution whereby that they can experience what is it like to travel through our airport? So we are looking at potentially use of metaverse, right? But this is particularly helpful for parents who might have younger children who are on the spectrum, to show them in a virtual world what would it be like to travel through the airport, so that their children are more prepared before they get into this environment. On the other hand, talking about on the spectrum, right, we're talking about persons whose needs, they might be okay traveling on their own. We might even be talking about young adults or adults as well, right? It's about that when they are in a busy environment, bustling environment, how can we provide them the assurance of knowing how to get from point A through to point B? So they might be coming through a gate, Charlie 7, and the next connecting flight might be on Bravo 6, right? So we're looking at use of augmented reality technology on their phone, where they can simply point the camera at the place they're going, showing, arrows of where they should be traveling, all right? And the other aspect we are thinking of is perhaps, with use of avatars on the mobile phone to guide, to guide the passenger through to where they need to, right? We hope. Aspiration, however, is that we can further customize this. So if the app is intended for use by the younger age group, that the avatar might change into, a mascot of some sort. For example, we have the lamp there at Hama International Airport, where children feel very comfortable with. So if a parent set up an app for their children, we can change the avatar to the lamp there to provide a sense of comfort for persons on the spectrum. So we are limited to what we know, and through this open innovation course, we hope to learn a lot more from innovation community. Maybe they can show us other ways we can assist persons with special needs.
Well, that's really cool, and I definitely look forward to sort of checking in and hearing what you've learned and found from around the world, because I mean, it's wonderful that you're able to sort of put yourself in the shoes of all of your passengers. of all needs and sort of think through how do we help them understand what to expect, right? To kind of de-risk the situation, I guess, right? Like, you know, provide a little context as they go in. And then when they get there, how do you help give them confidence in the choices they're making in a busy environment, and what can technology do? Such a fascinating example of the innovation possibility in the airport.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing. So let me ask you this, because this is always an interesting question. How did you get doing what you're doing? People don't generally pop out of secondary school, running innovation programs or thinking about the word innovation. Can you tell me a little bit about your journey and how you ended up where you're at?
Sure. I have been with the Qatar Airways Group. Specifically, my role is based out of Doha at the airport. I'm very fortunate that my manager and leader for technology innovation, he brought me out into Doha in 2015. Prior to that, I was the chief information officer at Sydney Airport, also a major airport in Australia. At that time, I have been doing that role for about 10 years. So when my manager reached out, they were looking specifically for someone who has been in the aviation industry for a while. You know, folks like me will live and bleed aviation. I've been in the aviation industry for 19 years. So when he reached out and asked me, do I feel passionate about doing, I explained about, you know, it is no longer about the run of day-to-day operations. Been there, done that in the aviation industry at that time. It would have been around about 15 years experience and prior to that in many sectors as well. And one of the conversations my manager and I had was about what drives me, right? At last stage of my career in 2015, I have explained that what keeps me going each and every day is to make a difference in everything that we do. So in that context, I was afforded this opportunity to come and make a difference for my colleagues and for our passengers. I'm very fortunate to be in this role.
Well, so I'm going to recap some of what you said, because I think there's actually something really interesting in here for a lot of our listeners, particularly folks that are in a position of allocating resources within their organization. So you have significant body of experience in the industry, significant vertical experience. You have some personal passion. Yeah. That drove you to not just do run-of-the-mill same stuff over and over again. But there's a lesson here, because you said you had a manager who dug in and said, how can we connect your convictions to the needs of the business in a new way? I'm using my own words, but does that kind of capture it?
It does. I remember, in fact, that my manager and his manager at the time, the group chief information officer, one of the key questions they asked was, David, what can you bring to the organization? So at that time, a lot of the conversation really centered around what can we do to make a difference? And importantly, that's unbeknown to me at that time. I think, you know, in hindsight, having spoken to my manager, group chief information officer, is what landed me the role, is that what they thought is they seen and heard in an interview was a deep conviction about rolling out the sleeve and make a difference and get on with it, right? And how is that pertinent to innovation, right? As a coordinator and also same conversation I have with my colleagues as well. When we talk about corporate innovation, it is not something we speculate or read in the latest blog. It's, you know, coming back to what I mentioned before, that deep convictions about we are here for a reason. Coming back to our group slogan about going places together, right? It's about, you know, making do with either new ways of servicing customers or leveraging, you know, emerging technology to provide a better experience.
Well, these are all action words you're using. I want to call that out because you've kind of touched, you've danced around this a couple times, but these are action words. These are doing. This isn't about discussing, speculating, hypothesizing. It's about doing and trying. And so you found yourself in an environment, it sounds like to me, that has been able to recognize your personal passion and probably the passions of all of the other team members around you, but enable you to do, to try, and to ultimately deploy some of these new ideas.
Yeah, I think, you know, this interesting point Ian, you brought up about action driven, right? The conversations we'll often have around here with our colleagues about what is at the heart of innovation, right? It is about, listen, what, you know what, if it's something, it's easy, we can just buy off the shelf, hire someone to do it, it's not innovation, right? There's always an element of, I suppose, potential risk and reward, right? And oftentimes we talk sure. about corporate innovation, it is a series of hypotheses. If we were to do this as an example, what if we were to, you know, provide an application, as I mentioned earlier on, about, you know, an application for a person with special needs? What if we were to do that? Would that help them feel more at ease as they transit through it? But mind you, that is a hypothesis. What is interesting is when we do roll it out, right, we would make sure, right, we do run focus groups with a solution and test it out to make sure that our hypothesis or this application will actually help them at ease. If we don't, that's fine, right? At least we have put the first step forward and do something about it. And we do believe that it is about a continuous journey, about maybe we don't get it right the first time, but we will learn along the way. We'll continue to fine-tune what we do and involving our stakeholders in doing so.
The discipline there, I think, is so important to land for folks, right? Develop hypothesis, test it through action, right? Do something, learn, iterate the hypothesis. We often get so lost in the idea of this word innovation, right? That it means some magical new thing that nobody's ever thought of. When in reality, you're describing a deliberate process of, you know, developing an idea around what either is broke or can be improved, testing it, iterating over and over and over again until you've ended up with something.
Yeah.
Well, good. We just solved the world's problems on innovation.
Ian, I think, you know, you and I have been on this journey for a while. So anyway, that's our mantra. It's about a deep belief about, you know, can we do something about it when we see this opportunity to improve the way we do things? However, let me say that. There are also challenges along the way in corporate innovation. You know, we have these peer group chat. We often run innovation, corporate innovation workshop internally to identify opportunity to do things better, right? But putting in action, oftentimes that we as colleagues have to remind each other about, you know, we are in a room thinking about the opportunities and then someone will brainstorm, you know, they'll come up with different solutions, right? There's always a tendency for, at times, I think we'll all revert back to the, what we're doing, right? It's about, but it is not proven, you know?
Yeah.
What if we get it out? It's not quite working, right? What will be the consequences? And we often have to remind ourselves to say, it is okay. It is okay that we don't get it right, all right? But get it out there, right? It's more important that we just get that first offering out there rather than debating it in a back office over a period of time. You know, what has got relative merit is pretty pointless, right? So this journey hasn't been an easy one either. We're still going through it. Oftentimes, we've just got to keep reminding each other, you know, internally about why we set out to do what we do and just keep going.
Well, look, I completely understand that you're operating in an industry where bumping up against the edges of risk is certainly something we have to be very cautious about, right? You're in transit, you're in logistics, but the idea of testing and getting it right makes sense. And I can't wait to see in the example that you gave of wayfinding for your passengers, what you come up with and what you see, because I think it's going to be incredible. It's going to be magical for somebody. And that's the end goal.
I hope so too.
So I think I just have kind of one more question for you. Mm-hmm. You've ended up in a position that is pretty fascinating. I think a lot of young professionals, new graduates are going to look at this and be like, you know, how do I do something like that? The heart of kind of the transportation industry at the cutting edge, mm-hmm. working on new ideas. What advice would you give to people who are thinking about building a career in innovation or transformation, or, you know, more broadly, just making impact for the better through their career?
Wow.
And the look on your face, you're like, Ian, what are you asking me? This is like, you know, the answer to the question.
For those of you who are aspiring to get into, I suppose, a similar career track, my thoughts are, if you are, you know, convicted to the notion that you can make someone's life better, right? Let that be the very core of what's driving you. It's not about the job title. It's not about how the job might come about. It's everything that you do. People will take notice of what you do. Go above and beyond what is asked of you. Be curious. Keep that genuine curiosity coming and keep asking, what can you do? What can we do to do better for our stakeholders, right? If you are able to show that aptitude, right, go above and beyond what is asked of you, that you will get noticed, right? And particularly in the roles of on the corporate innovation, that is absolutely important that you have a deep convictions about how you can make the lives of your stakeholders better.
Amazing. Oh, I love that. You got the C words, conviction and curiosity, right? And this just aspiration to do better in the world. I think that's wonderful advice.
Thank you.
So David, how can people who are interested in following you or following news from the airport, how can they stay in touch? Are you active on social? Is there a news channel they should look at? How should people follow you?
May I invite you to follow us as an entity, not as an individual. We go by Hamad International Airport. We are on LinkedIn. And in fact, that if you care to take a moment, perhaps after watching this podcast, look us up, Hamad International Airport on LinkedIn. You see some amazing things our team are doing for our passengers, right?
I love that. So head to LinkedIn, head to Hamad International Airport. Top of the feed right now is the passenger digital assistance kiosks. And I'm sure there's just so much more.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great hearing about some of what you're working on and some of what the team is doing. And I'm just going to kind of be your shill here. For anybody who hasn't had the opportunity to fly Qatar Airways, to head through Doha at the airport and see it for yourselves, I highly recommend it.
Thank you for the plug.
I'm getting two thumbs up. Amazing.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for joining us, David.
Okay, until we meet again, Doha.
Awesome. Have a good night. So that's a wrap for today's episode of Alchemist X Innovators Inside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. If you found value and insight in today's discussion, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. Don't forget to share with your friends, colleagues, or anyone who is passionate about corporate innovation or just curious about great ideas and practical insights. Until next time, I'm Ian Bergman. Thanks for tuning in.